Well, hi, everyone, and welcome in. It is a gym class coming your way on a sunny Tuesday here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Big show coming up today. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. And then Jeremiah Davis is going to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk about the UNI football spring game from last Friday night. Take a look at what the Panthers showed. Who did not play, which was a lengthy list. The wounded, if you will, for the UNI football team. They'll be ready for the fall, but we will talk with that. And we'll talk a little racing with Jeremiah as well coming up in the program here today. We have for you a family four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on May the 19th. They will be taking on the Beloit Snappers on that particular evening. A thirsty Thursday, I do believe, from Z102.9. We'll have those tickets coming up. We will have for you as well a McDonald's McMuffins and more, a prize pack to give away that coincides with Mother's Day, and a free breakfast this Sunday at McDonald's. And we'll do that coming up on the program today as well. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you? Good
afternoon, Scott, everyone.
Great day today. Beautiful day today.
Slight improvement over the weekend.
Slight improvement. Yeah. Slight improvement. If you're outside, please take us with you today. You can do it several ways. The old-fashioned way, you can just listen in on a radio. Perhaps a old-fashioned transistor radio, if you will.
Still make those?
I think they do. Or you can take us along with the KGYM radio app, which is available to you to download out there. We do appreciate, however, you choose to listen in to the program here today. A few things to get to before we get into talking Major League Baseball, before we get talking to Jeremiah about UNI football and more. The Big 12 expansion, it is back once again. And several different sources talking about this today, Mark. The fact that the Big 12 Conference, according to ESPN, they must have, it looks like, 12 members to enhance their chances to be a part of the college football playoff, i.e., to get more money. So expect the Big 12. Does this push the Big 12 over the top to bring in two more teams so they can go to two divisions, they can play a championship game?
Certainly moves it closer. And the question that has been out there and still remains out there, which two? Which two do you add? And I don't have a good answer to that.
You can't add, I know some people have talked about the fact, well, add these two for football, add these two for basketball. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Personally, I think BYU is the hands-down favorite to secure one of those spots, and I think the other one, you could go several directions. I think you could go the University of Cincinnati and bring in the Bearcats. I know there's been some talk about the Houston Cougars. Some talk, anyway. That would be certainly good with Tom Herman there as far as the football program is concerned. You can't go wrong with Cincinnati football as well. Tommy Tuberville being there. BYU football stands on its own. They've had a national championship many years back. I think those would be the big three. There was some talk about Boise State, but I'm not so sure. I don't think they're quite what they were 5 years ago. Certainly 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, no question.
Ago.
Yeah.
But I think it is going to happen, and I think it's going to happen sooner than later. And then will that bring about another round of expansion and rob your neighbor? I don't know. That's a great question. 319-366-1600. Guppy's on the go text line. What do you think about it? Love to hear from you on the phone out there as well on the phone lines. Same number, 319-366-1600.
If you watched the NBA last night, you might want to participate in our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Does the NBA need to make officials more accountable for mistakes made in the playoffs? Yes or no?
Of course, last night it was... you put it. How did those whistles taste, gentlemen? because they swallowed them last night through the last minute of the Oklahoma City-San Antonio game. By the way, ESPN has programmed NBA basketball tomorrow night, as we will have a game for you. Atlanta and Cleveland coming your way tomorrow night. We'll have it at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3. That's a late edition, Mark. They just came up with that today and came up with the games coming up for the weekend as well. So put that down on your calendar and go to our complete sports schedule at kgymradio.com. But back to last night's game, you had guys being held in the stands. You had push-offs from out of bounds. You had just fouls that weren't called. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. It's not the last time it's ever going to happen. It just seems to be that we're making a little bit more of a fuss about it this time. Because it may or may not have cost a team a game. We don't know. You can't play that scenario out.
Can't, but it was clearly a shove on Ginobili.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And
Waiters got in a... That hit would have been good on the football field.
Nothing called, and... You know, in regards to our poll question, certainly they should be held more accountable in the playoffs, but why not throughout the year? I mean, obviously these games matter a whole lot more than the regular season.
Although game 33 of the 82-game NBA season, it doesn't matter nearly as much as it does right now.
I don't care what job you have, you should be held accountable, right?
Why do the rules change in the last 2 minutes of a game? A call that is made that is just blatantly obvious 6 minutes into the first quarter of a football game, of a basketball game, whatever the case may be. Why does it change in the last 2 minutes of a game when you... I guess that's the big question. That's the big question. Should it? No, it shouldn't. So why does it? There you go. Why is this in our way today? Is something different today?
Speaking about a microphone, people can't see that, Scott.
I know that, okay. But it's just...
There you are.
It's bothering me today. Bothering me, man. Got it rectified. We took care of the situation.
Regards to the Big 12, Guppy's on the go text line, 319-366-1600. Cyclone Phil, just by his name, has a stake in this.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Yanking Pitt and Louisville from the ACC is the route for the Big 12.
Yeah, they'd be two very attractive schools, especially, I think, Louisville at this point.
A couple pretty darn good basketball schools, too.
Absolutely. Louisville, obviously, better than Pitt is, especially with Dixon moving on. But do those two schools want to go through yet another change? I mean, they just went through the change to the ACC. Do they want to do it again? Especially Louisville. They've been kind of a vagabond over the last 10 to 15 years. Do they want to pick up and move to another conference?
Evan in North Liberty, UConn basketball market would be great, but football is underwhelming. It would help the Iowa State schedule, though.
Yeah, see, if you could pick and choose basketball and football, that's why I know some people out there on social networking earlier today were saying, well, UConn and basketball, well... Doesn't work that way. You need to bring them in all sports.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to extend your footprint that far if you're the Big 12 Conference, though? You're already into Morgantown, West Virginia. Do you want to go up into the New England states now, up to Storrs, Connecticut? Gives West Virginia somebody, a traveling partner out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
That would certainly help them. But same can be said for Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Morgantown are not very far apart. Certainly at first blush, Cincinnati and BYU, I think, make the most sense. By the way, according to Chris Williams of CycloneFanatic.com, he is reporting that 7 of the 10 Big 12 schools are on board with expansion. The only 3 are 3 of the 4 Texas schools. Mm-hmm. Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU. They are against it. They want to stay 10 teams. Baylor is willing to go. How they broke away. But Baylor's never been really a part of the Texas folks down there, the Texas schools. They've kind of always been by themselves a little bit.
Big 12 officials are going to be, including presidents, the presidents are ultimately going to make this decision. The Big 12 officials are going to meet in Dallas from May 31st to June 3rd. So perhaps in about a month, we'll have some more answers.
It's going to take 4 days to come up with this, apparently.
I don't think they're going to cover this particular topic in 4 days, but it may take that long.
Might take that long, indeed. 319-366-1600, your thoughts about the Big 12 expansion, your thoughts about what is going on in the National Basketball Association as well.
Matt at 8130, why are the rules in the NBA called differently from one player to the next? College basketball is so much better to watch.
I would agree. I am biased. I have always liked college basketball more than the NBA, but that's just
we're going to save this topic for we're efforting Rick Hartzell, longtime official in college basketball. He's written a book, which he has shared with us, and we're going to have him on here in the not-too-distant future, and perhaps he can shed some light on that.
Yeah, he was a longtime official in college basketball and, of course, the athletic director at the University of Northern Iowa, and he will have some good views on that. We do know that. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. A reminder, coming up tomorrow, it's Lunchbox Heroes, another version. The APC, Todd and Tyler, will be there at the Myron Office Building just off Interstate 380 on the south side of our fair city here in Cedar Rapids. To say thank you to all the workers out there, they're going to provide a meal, help pass that out, food, drinks, prizes for the workers. That'll be coming up tomorrow. And it's brought to you by Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, McGrath Power Sports, Mediacom, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, and Coralville, Dr. Pepper, Acme Tools, Keeks Career Apparel, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Air Gas, and all of us at KGYM. The one thing we were not able to provide last week, I had five inquiries, was a 7G product.
Many more than five wondered, just didn't verbalize that.
Yes, five verbalized, more than that wondered. I officially apologize for all of us, but we are not allowed to provide that during Lunchbox Heroes.
Reminder, make plans to stop into Carl and Ernie's on Friday. Carl and Ernie's located off Highway 1 and Riverside Drive in Iowa City. That's where we will be, the gym class and afternoon players club, on our road trip. Not to Coach's Corner Sports Pub this week, but Carl and Ernie's Good Times Pub and Grub. And Friday, a reminder, their weekly steak lunch special from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You get an 8-ounce ribeye, side salad, and mashed potatoes and gravy, and then you can take a nap.
Or do a show. Do we need to get there by 1 this week?
We'll be there at 3 o'clock.
We may be there earlier by 1 just to partake in that terrific weekly steak lunch special. That is all for $12.99. That'll be at Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub. And that'll be coming up this week, Highway 1 West, Highway 1 and Riverside Drive in Iowa City. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Keep the texts coming along, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred, and we'll talk Major League Baseball with the former Major Leaguer, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way on this May the 3rd here at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, the North Gym and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Back after this.
She is our unspoken hero, gives of herself, and is the one we always count on. This Mother's Day, give her something that'll tell her what she means to you in a big way from Siebke Hoyt Jewelers. To make it really sweet, just spend $149 or more and you get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Mother's Day, jewelry, and flowers. And we have some wonderful ideas for her, like diamond studs starting at just $295 for quarter carat or just $595 for half carat. And these diamonds are ideal cut for maximum scintillation. Then there's the amazing collection of chocolate diamonds from Levion and, of course, Pandora. What better way to show her your appreciation for being the unspoken hero of your home? We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers on the corner of First Avenue and Collins Road. We're the place Cedar Rapids gets engaged, and mothers are honored with jewelry and flowers for Mother's Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to ride, more freedom to hunt, more freedom to do whatever it is that makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
The Gym Class in the Gym, KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
We are back at 3:19 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. I don't take happiness into the possibility of a career coming to a close.
Scott's spring nightmare is over.
Now, I can't say that because the White Sox are doing so well.
Well, if you could have seen his reaction during the break when he found out the news.
Just coming down, the Chicago White Sox have designated John Danks for assignment, and Eric Johnson will take his place in the rotation. White Sox off to a tremendous start.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't like to take happiness in other people's suffering, but John Danks has just been awful. There's no other way to describe it. Not been good, and the White Sox are going to go in a different direction, the way it sounds. And he's been a longtime White Sox, so I thank him for his career, if it indeed has come to a close today, but he will not be starting for the White Sox coming up this week.
You're too kind. You couldn't be happier.
No, I'm not. Okay, I am.
If you hit a two-iron flush, you wouldn't be... You wouldn't be any happier than you are right now.
I don't have a two-iron.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, man. As Lee Trevino put it, no, that was a one-iron, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He said only God can hit a one-iron. Cal Eldred set to join us right now at 3:20. We talk baseball each week with Cal Eldred, and he joins us here on the program. And Cal, I'm not taking happiness in the suffering of others, man.
Man, I don't know how to take that. Because I know that at one point there were fans in Milwaukee that were really happy to see me go.
No.
And then there were a lot of hitters that weren't happy that I left when I finally did leave at the end of 2005. So I kind of understand, Scott.
There you go. But, you know, aside from that, the White Sox remain perhaps the best story so far in Major League Baseball at 18-8 right now, and a three-game lead over the Tigers in the American League Central.
But, you know, it's pitching that's doing it for them. They're at the top of the league in just about every category, and it's their starting pitching. I mean, and obviously being able to finally finish games helps. I know they've had, you know, 9 saves at the end, and but when you have Sale at 6-0, and with a 1-6, you have 3 guys in your rotation that have ERA below 2, being Quintana and Latos and Sale. I mean, that's tough to beat. You're getting a ton of quality innings, and that's why the White Sox are so successful at this point. Offensively, they're about in the middle of the league of every category if you look at it.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see how are they doing it, and they're doing it through pitching, but and also timely hitting.
Indeed. And Quintana, a lot of people that know Major League Baseball have said he's been kind of one of the best-kept secrets as far as starting pitching in the American League, if not all of baseball. And he's finally starting to put things together, and people are noticing it now.
Well, I think Jose, you know, he showed flashes, you know, and I think there's a lot of guys that are like that. I think Edison Volquez was like that. Even Johnny Cueto was like that before these guys decided to take it to another level. As far as consistency, we'll see how far Jose Quintana goes with this. But right now, when you have a couple other guys in rotation doing what they're doing, you know what? This just becomes contagious. It really does.
How many hit batsmen will there be tonight in Pittsburgh when the Cubs visit again?
You know, I'll tell you what. Here we go, okay? Just sit back, guys, because here we go. I'm so sick and tired of seeing hitters that have armor. They look like Iron Man when they come to the plate. And then they get hit in the back elbow when they didn't expect it, and now they're all up in arms. Not one of those pitches, with the exception that was the one that was obviously intentional when the lefty from Pittsburgh was hit Zobrist. Those pitches are not that close. Get the heck out of the way. Hitters are comfortable. Hitters are way too comfortable in this league because you can't pitch up and in, and many guys don't. A lot of guys have taught themselves not to get out of the way because they'll get hit in the pad that's on their elbow or the pad that's on their chin, and they're not worried about getting hit.
I say nothing happens tonight because Arrieta's not going to – Cubs aren't going to risk throwing Arrieta out there and getting him tossed after two innings, I don't think.
No. No, I think if something happens, it'll happen later in the ballgame. And the other thing is these two teams are at the top of the division. This may be something that gets taken care of later on down the road, Scott, and I don't mean in the series. I mean later on in the season. In a blowout situation. But both of these teams know, with the change in rules and the protection of hitters, that you can't, like you said, Scott, they just can't afford to lose a guy for two starts.
You had 50 batters in your major league career. How many on purpose?
it was in the 40s.
Really?
I would have to, let me put it this way. There were probably 15 that had it coming. And then there was probably another large group in there where I was going in, and if it hit them, it didn't bother me a bit. That's not intentional. That is, you're trying to move their feet, and if they don't get out of the way and it hits them, it sends a message. You used to be able to do that. Today, you really can't do that.
Yeah. With the Cubs, is Jason Hamill this year's Jake Arrieta?
Wow. You know, it's what we're talking about on the other side of town. I think you're seeing this be contagious. I think these guys look and work together and watch each other and push each other, and their rotation has been very tough. And I think that this is something that, Hamill's a guy that can learn from Arrieta. They don't necessarily pitch exactly alike, but I watched the same thing. I watched Woody Williams and Matt Morris and Chris Carpenter work with each other and learn from each other, and then that just kind of trickled down. And now you're seeing a Wainwright teach a Walker. You're seeing in Kansas City a Volquez and a Chris Young teaching a Ventura. And I think this is – Hamels has more experience, and this is what's helping him. So, yeah, I mean – guys, this is just one of those things that is hard to explain, but how I do is I just think it's contagious. These guys are pushing each other.
Cal, on the doorstep of his 43rd birthday, Bartolo Colon continues to win in the major leagues. He won 8 scoreless against the Braves last night. Okay, it's Atlanta, but still 8 scoreless in the major leagues at age 42. 2.56 ERA in his first 5 starts. You must have run across this guy in your major league career. How does he keep going?
Well, if you guys remember him, being in the American League Central, you guys should remember him when he came up with Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, and I know it's hard for people to imagine when they watch him pitch today, but he threw high fastballs in the mid to upper 90s on a consistent basis with a big curveball and a pretty decent changeup, kind of a split changeup. And then he did that for quite a while and then was able to make that transition, had an injury. There's always suspicion as to what he did to get himself back on track. But the fact of the matter is, he is a perfect example of what you tell kids who are in one facet. He's a perfect example of how to pitch, not to take care of yourself physically, but he knows how to pitch, and he knows it's not about velocity. It's about command and movement and change in speed, and he is a master at it.
Yeah, he really is. Cal Elder joining us 3:27 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Let's get a shout-out. We talked about the White Sox as one of the surprise teams. The one in the National League is the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep this up for the year, but at least the Phillies right now are playing pretty darn good baseball at 15-11, and Denny Gettle did not pay me to bring up the Philadelphia Phillies either. So I don't think anybody saw this, and I'm not so sure of the last, but at least they're playing pretty good baseball right now.
Well, I think part of it is the change in atmosphere, and I heard Brad Lidge talking about it, and Brad played in Philadelphia, and he was just saying that their manager is a guy who really helps players, has players relax when they come to the ballpark. And I think maybe that's because for so long he was a bench coach or a third base coach or a first base coach. But that's part of the deal, changing the manager. The other thing is, I think we've got a lot of young kids. Now, I don't think, I know they've got a lot of young guys, especially pitchers, who this is their first experience in the big leagues, or they haven't had a whole lot of time in the big leagues, but they've got great stuff. And so until the league figures them out, like, their starting pitching has been pretty good. And I think that's part of what they're riding right now.
Let's stay in the East, Cal. Washington and New York, the Mets have won 9 of 10. Washington's won 4 in a row. This is shaping up to be a heck of a battle. Two really good pitching staffs. You see this coming down to the end, and who would you favor?
Well, it's tough. I don't know. Right now, I guess I would – I'm going to stick with my pick, and I think the Mets. Other than what Scott, what you said when we did our picks was these teams, some of these teams that have been so successful this last year, they may take a step back this year. But I think the Nationals – and the Mets, it's going to be all about them. I look at Philadelphia probably sliding back, but I really think it's going to be a two-team race. And, I think the Mets will probably come out in the end. Right now, my gut's telling me it's going to be the Nationals, but I'm banking on the fact that the starting rotation of the New York Mets will overcome Terry Collins' managing, and Dusty Baker will somehow find a way not to win the East for the Nats.
You got two negatives trying to turn one into a positive.
I'm trying, guys.
You're trying in there to get that thing done. And the Nationals just keep winning. They swept the Cardinals over the weekend, and it looked pretty good doing so.
Yeah, and, I was tongue-in-cheek saying stuff about those managers. I think Terry Collins learned how to deal with things in New York. Lots of times when you talk to him one-on-one, a lot of things are negative and, oh, man, but he knows the game really well. And Dusty Baker, I talked about him last week. He's dealt with all kinds of situations in many different places, superstar players. So both of these guys know what they're doing with the groups of guys they have. But the Nationals, I don't know. Fellas, I like the Mets starting rotation. Maybe just a little bit better than the Nationals starting rotation, actually a lot better. But overall, as a team and offensively, the Nationals, if you can keep Jason Worth healthy and Harper doing his thing and getting enough from the rest of the group, I think they can do it.
Yeah, just over 500, Cal, your employer, the Kansas City Royals, 13-12, played a pretty tough schedule so far. What do you see out of the Royals?
Well, it seems like when they pitch, they just don't hit enough. And when they're hitting, a guy has a bad inning or two, and that makes every game close, which usually favors the Royals. And they have not been able to pull out some of those games late offensively more than anything. Alex Gordon hitting barely over 200. Guys struggling. Escobar's not getting on base like he normally does. And this may be part of that lull. I know last year they went through a little dip in May, and hopefully this doesn't get too deep. But you didn't have anybody really in the Central last year playing like the White Sox are playing right now. So it really wasn't that significant at that point in time. We talked a lot last year about how we were disappointed in the way Detroit played. So I think the Royals right now have to continue to get good pitching to keep them in enough of these games. And if you play 500 for a while, it's not a big deal. But they do have to continue to do the one thing that they do for sure, and that's not strike out much. That'll help them offensively, but also keep playing defense. If they'll play defense, they'll stay in this thing.
It looks like Mike Moustakas is not going to be in the lineup again against the Nationals today. What's going on with him?
Well, I know yesterday with Gio Gonzalez starting, having the left-hander, I think they're trying to give him a little bit of a break against the left-handers. But it's, I see him and Alex Gordon, both of them, struggling at the same time. And when you're doing that, Lorenzo Cain had gone 0-for-22, finally got a couple hits in Seattle. Man, I'll tell you, with Moustakas, I think sometimes his swing just gets too big, and he gets pull happy. Then what he does is he thinks, I'm trying to go the other way. I need to drive the ball to left center. That's true. But then he starts swinging at pitches that are not strikes. And so that's I think, what happens to Moose. I think that's what he's doing right now. But, man, I'll tell you what. You know these guys, they're young and talented. They can get out of it at any time. And I know Kane's starting to swing the bat better now.
Your former employer, the St. Louis Cardinals, right at 500 and two excellent teams above St. Louis. What do you see out of the Cardinals?
Well, they're kind of an anomaly because they've scored a lot of runs, but it seems like they do it all at one time. They'll score 10 runs and win 10-3, and then they go for a long period of time without scoring very much. They're leading the league in home runs. Didn't expect that. Leading the league in runs, and I didn't necessarily expect that. They got Elidomus Diaz playing short, who is hitting over 400. He's been a huge surprise for them and has really helped them offensively because Matt Carpenter at the top of the lineup, his batting average isn't great, but he's been getting on base. That's another thing that the Cardinals lead in the offensive category in the league. So you've got to give their offense a lot of credit. It's just they need to spread these runs out a little bit more, and then that record's not going to be 500. The other thing they're not doing that they've done in the past, and that's be one of the top teams in the league in pitching. They've slid down some. They're more middle of the road in ERA, and they're used to being better than that.
Wainwright hit a bomb, though.
Oh, my gosh. Big Macland.
Holy cow. Pitchers are hitting this year. What's the deal?
I know. You know what? I almost can't believe that he didn't text me and send me the little video. So that's kind of how he is.
Hey, before we get to the top five, a little bit about college baseball. We're getting down to the final three series for the Big Ten. Iowa right now is on the outside looking in, the top eight. They can still get in there. There's time to do it as of yet, but the schedule is a little daunting down toward the end. At Ohio State, at Penn State, and then third place Michigan State at home. So it's time to go now for Rick Heller's team.
It really is. You look at the fact that they've got 9 Big Ten conference games left. It depends on who you talk to, whether they think they need to win 6 of those or 5 of those to get in. And it just depends on who they beat. They need to beat Penn State and move them back. They need to have a big weekend at Ohio State this weekend because Ohio State's in that middle of the pack and they need to get some wins. The tough thing for the Hawkeyes is that they go on the road and play Ohio State, a team that they would love to have at home and possibly get a sweep. Their number one guy Friday night, DJ's going to have his work cut out for him because that kid's pretty good. And, of course, who's Friday guy normally is not, so especially in the Big Ten. Michigan State's towards the top of the conference, and they've been playing well. Even though Nebraska took 2 out of 3 from Michigan State last weekend. And Penn State, they've been surprised. They've been a surprise this season. And that's where they finish. So it'd be nice to have the schedule flip-flop, 2 of these series at home. That's not the case for the Hawkeyes. They're capable, guys. They really are if they'll relax at the plate and be aggressive.
All right, Cal, let's get to your top five, the first one in the month of May.
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys mentioned it, and you got to give this team a lot of credit. Do I possibly think that they're one of the top 5 teams throughout the entire season? I doubt it. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure of it, actually. But right now, they're one of the top 5 teams the way they're playing. Number 5, fellas, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, I think that's a first.
I know. You've got to give it to them. I don't think I've ever had the Phillies in. You're right, Scott. So the Phillies come in at 15-11. It's really who they beat. When you go to Washington and you sweep the Nationals, and if you look at those scores, they didn't score much, but they didn't give hardly anything up against a good lineup. Then they swept Cleveland at home, took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee in Milwaukee, and just lost the other night but against the St. Louis Cardinals at St. Louis. So then we're going to go. Then it becomes more of the same, guys. Scott, you're going to be so happy. The New York Mets at 4, the Nationals at 3, and it's all Chicago at the top. The White Sox in second place, and the Cubs in first.
Wow. I'm going to
take a picture of this list.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now because I'm not so sure in 3 months it's going to be this way. So I'm just going to enjoy it while we can.
You need to post this. You really do. Tweet it out. Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Could you throw out the social media? Some guy that never posts anything.
I don't either. when you can't spell, guys, you don't post things.
I look everything up, man. That's what I do. If I don't have a, if I am in doubt, look it up. Cal, appreciate it as always, and we will look forward to talking with you next Tuesday.
You bet. Enjoy another week of baseball, fellas.
All right. Cal Eldred joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. He joins us Tuesdays right here on KGYM. Back to talk to Jeremiah Davis when we return.
Stugatz here for 1-800-FLOWERS. Mother's Day is almost here. Time is running out. Guys, don't wait till the last minute. Take advantage right now. 1-800-FLOWERS is a great offer. I'll tell you about it in just a second. But it's Mother's Day. She's the best, and because of that, you have to go with the best. And the best is 1-800-FLOWERS, 1-800-FLOWERS.com. 1-800-FLOWERS.com is the only way we send flowers, especially for Mother's Day. This is the time to recognize all that moms do for us. Do not settle for less. 1-800-FLOWERS.com is helping our listeners with a great offer. Guaranteed to make mom smile, available through Thursday only. Get 24 beautiful multicolored roses for just $29.99, a full bouquet of 24 roses. She'll absolutely love them, and it's an incredible offer. Regularly $49.99, now just $29.99, a $20 savings, but it's only available through Thursday while supplies last. So order now. Go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter Dan. That's 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Enter Dan.
3:40, we're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis coming up in a moment. We mentioned a little bit earlier we have 4 tickets to give away to the Cedar Rapids Colonels Thirsty Thursday coming up on May the 19th. Our next Thirsty Thursday, brought to you by Z102.9. The Colonels will take on the Beloit Snappers. We have a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels take on Beloit. And you have more information to check out, and we invite you to do so at KGYMradio.com.
By the way, the Colonel's a winner today, almost before we ate our lunch.
Yes.
As a 9:30 Central Time start in Lansing, the Colonel's winning 3-0. Randy LeBlanc, 7 shutout innings, lowering his ERA to 1.16. Home runs by A.J. Murray and Lamont Wade for the Colonels.
There you go. So we got a 4-pack of Colonels tickets to give away. We're going to do so right now to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to go see the Colonels take on Beloit on May the 19th.
This is the sound of a car engine. Hidden within is damaging surface wear, up to 75% of which happens during warm-up. But Castrol GTX Magnetek has intelligent molecules that cling, providing an extra layer of protection from the start. Listen to your engine with Castrol GTX Magnetek. Instant protection from the moment you start. Sound of surface wear dramatized, as tested in the industry sequence 4A wear test.
Buffalo Wild Wings presents B-dubbing.
If you're just tuning in, we've got
Wing Tuesdays.
Here's the corner kick. Star Striker Rodriguez takes on
special prices on traditional wings.
Now this is a
seriously good deal.
He dribbles past 3 defenders. He sees an opening and strikes! It's a goal!
Get a great price. Every Wing Tuesday. 21 sauces and seasonings. At Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Thank you, Craig, from North Liberty, for calling in. We do appreciate it. He is our winner of the 4-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on Beloit. We've got another giveaway coming up here before the 4 o'clock hour with McDonald's. A chance to win a prize pack of 8 Be Our Guest cards, good for free delicious Egg McMuffins and other McDonald's treats.
I noted almost 6,000 fans in attendance at Lansing today for that game against the Colonels. Pretty good reason, Scott.
Yes. What'd they give away?
It's Dollar Deal Day every Tuesday in Lansing. Dollar hot dogs, dollar fountain drinks, and dollar ice cream sandwiches.
Nice.
That'll draw a crowd.
That will draw a crowd. So there you go. And they played, they started that at 9:30 Iowa time.
10:30, yep.
Mm-hmm. 10:35 first pitch in Lansing, Michigan today. So it was an early morning wake-up call. But the guys did well. Ronnie LeBlanc did well as certainly 7 shutout innings today, and he got the win for Cedar Rapids. We're going to talk with Jeremiah Davis coming up here in a matter of moments, and plenty to talk about with him. We'll get his thoughts about Talladega. He's a big racing guy. covers the auto racing beat for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. But we'll talk UNI football, though, first and foremost from Jeremiah.
Indeed. On the text line while we wait for Jeremiah, 1260, if the Sox and the Cubs make the World Series, how will the Chicago gamblers decide on who throws the series? We are nearing the 100th anniversary of the Cubs and Sox throwing consecutive series in 18 and 19.
Let's just worry about the fact to get that happen first before we start worrying about how the gambling situation. By the way, there is some news from Leicester City today. You mentioned Tom Hanks may not have put down a wager on Leicester City.
Yeah, there's some suspicion out there that that actually happened. I ran across the story earlier today that English books lost approximately $11.5 million on folks that wagered on Leicester City. And as the story goes, the odds went down as Leicester City continued to play well. I think it was down to 1,500 to 1. And the books over there tried to settle with bettors before the season actually ended. Some took the money. Others hung around for that 5,000 to 1 payoff.
Yeah. Well, good for them. Good for them.
Well, not the books.
No, for Leicester City. Good for Leicester City out there. We're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis coming up here in just a couple of moments. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to put a capper on the NFL draft. Dan Shankar, our friend from Our Lad Scouting Service, is going to join us. And we will talk about who won, who lost. Do we even know who won, who lost at this point? We're going to talk about that with Dan, and then also Chris Liss of rotowire.com will join us coming up tomorrow.
Coming up on the Afternoon Players Club, Tommy Burch from the Des Moines Register in the 4:30 segment, and Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago will talk at 5:35 with Tyler and Todd.
We do have a winner, everybody, in our giveaway for the Colonels, just to let you know. We do have a winner.
Okay.
And we're giving away the other one coming up in a little bit. So there you go. And we're going to get Jeremiah on the phone momentarily and talk with him about UNI Panther football. Twins tonight against the Houston Astros, by the way, at 7 o'clock.
Yep, Jose Barrios.
Jose Barrios.
Barrios. Can't get that out of my head.
Barrios.
First major league victory, striking out 8 last night. Did walk 5. But the Twins beating Houston and Dallas Keuchel 6-2. And it was good to see. It looked like he was a little more relaxed than in his opener. That's pretty natural for a 21-year-old.
I would say so. And what's wrong with the Astros? Dallas Keuchel and the Astros are just, they're scuffling right now. Is it that, I don't know. I called it with one team, I guess, the second-year woes a little bit, but the Cubs haven't had the second-year woes so far.
I don't know. I love Houston's leadoff hitter, Altuve, and I like your leadoff hitter, Adam Eaton.
Yeah.
But this Altuve, a really small guy. I think he's got 12 doubles already this year, and just a heck of a leadoff guy.
Yeah, he is, but the Astros are scuffling.
Yeah, they are.
At this point. Twins will try to go for 2 in a row, and that'll be coming up tonight. We'll have it at 107.5 FM, and that'll be coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. As we continue to effort Jeremiah, and I think we got him here, and we will talk some UNI football with him coming up here in just a moment. I know Jeremiah on his podcast talked with Landon Castle shortly after the completion of the Talladega race on Sunday. So do yourselves a favor and go to that and take a listen.
Indeed. A reminder of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. It goes like this. Does the NBA need to make officials more accountable for mistakes made in the playoffs? Yes or no?
Go to KGYMradio.com and register your vote for that. So we invite you to do so. And we've been talking about the Big 12 expansion while we wait here, and also talking about that particular subject, the NBA, and should the officials be held accountable? You can let us know your thoughts on the text line at 319-366-1600. What two teams you'd like to see join the Big 12, or should officials, this has been talked about, Mark, should officials have to come out at the conclusion of a game after a cool down period, should they have to come out and give their views on what they called?
don't know why it's any different for them than it would be for the head coach or players.
True.
And, you know, you don't want an adversarial relationship, but I think officials should be held more accountable, not only in the postseason, but overall. I mean, maybe this is one instance that, you know, is going to be magnified because it is in the playoffs. Maybe these guys get it right 95-98% of the time. I don't know. But they seem to let a lot go and seem to, swallow their whistles every now and then.
Well, yeah, and is it an instance, we don't know all the rules. Is it an instance where they can come up with the explanation for why they didn't make that call? I do know this from that play, the out-of-bounds play at the end of the Oklahoma City-San Antonio game last night. Manu Ginobili stepping on the sideline, I don't think did it intentionally, but if he steps on the sideline, it is only a warning. It is not a technical foul at that point. A lot of people thought that should have been a technical foul. It's not. It is only a warning. Now, what the OKC player did, that's a foul, no matter where your arm
is. It was a forearm shiver into the chest.
It was a forearm shiver to push away the defender, and that's a foul pretty much in any rule book in basketball from, you know, the Y League up to NBA or the Olympics, whatever the
case. How about your over 40 league on Wednesday?
I think you can call that
you
foul.
You call your own in that
you
league?
You call your own, I think that's a foul.
Okay.
I think that would be a foul, and I think everybody would be okay with
it. Unless you created space and hit a three.
Please, Mark, don't get me in trouble. I'm not creating off the dribble that well. 319-366-1600.
I didn't that three iron very well either, huh?
Might go right a little.
Coming up, we're going to have another giveaway here in our next break, and it is Scott.
Yeah, we're going to be having another giveaway, and it is from the good folks at McDonald's. Of course, Mother's Day comes up this Sunday, and what better way to say thanks, Mom, than to take her for a free breakfast at McDonald's from 6 o'clock until 10:30. Treat your mom to a free breakfast from 6 to 10:30 this Sunday at McDonald's. And we have a chance for you to win a prize pack of 8 Be Our Guest cards. They are good for a free, delicious Egg McMuffin and other McDonald's treats at McDonald's. And let's do it right now. Let's go ahead. Caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. You're going to win that terrific prize package right there.
And when we come back, we'll have news out of the Chicago Cubs camp.
Aha. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Caller number 5, 319-366-1600. You are going to win a McDonald's prize pack of 8 Be Our Guest gift cards. And we'll come back and hear that news about the Cubs when we return.
Stu Gotts here for 1-800-Flowers. Mother's Day is almost here. Time is running out. Guys, don't wait till the last minute. Take advantage right now. 1-800-Flowers is a great offer. I'll tell you about it in just a second. But it's Mother's Day. She's the best, and because of that, you have to go with the best. And the best is 1-800-Flowers, 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers.com is the only way we send flowers, especially for Mother's Day. This is the time to recognize all that moms do for us. Do not settle for less. 1-800-Flowers.com is helping our listeners with a great offer. Guaranteed to make mom smile, available through Thursday only. Get 24 beautiful multicolored roses for just $29.99, a full bouquet of 24 roses. She'll absolutely love them, and it's an incredible offer. Regularly $49.99, now just $29.99, a $20 savings, but it's only available through Thursday while supplies last. So order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter Dan. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Dan.
Feel the excitement.
An American barrel!
Feel the thrill.
And pull away!
No matter where you are, with TwinSpires.com, you're at the center of it all.
The 37-year wait is over!
So download, play, and win today.
American barrel is finally the one!
Because with TwinSpires.com and the app on your smartphone,
the horse of a lifetime!
You can bet the Kentucky Derby. Visit TwinSpires.com to place legal bets and start your $100 sign-up bonus. Terms and conditions apply. Please wager responsibly.
Let's talk about noise pollution. Noise pollution caused by, aka worn down, unsafe brakes. At NAPA, we're doing our part to stop noise pollution by giving you up to a $50 Visa rebate card by mail on qualifying brake purchases. New brakes, money back, and the promise that you'll hear a lot less. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Welcome back at 3:54, and we're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis. We're going to reschedule him for Thursday. So he will join us to talk UNI football and auto racing coming up on Thursday. So mark that down. John Cranton will also join us coming up on the Thursday edition of the program. Congratulations going out to TJ of Dubuque. He is the winner of the 8 Be Our Guest cards. Good for a free delicious Egg McMuffin and other McDonald's treats. And this Sunday, treat your mom to a free breakfast 6 to 10:30 a.m. at McDonald's. Your Cub news, Mr. Mark.
Well, Matt Caesar going on the 15-day disabled list with a hamstring issue. Ryan Kalish has been added to the 40-man roster. And Christian Villanueva with an ankle has been transferred to the 60-day DL to make room on the 40-man.
Mm. And, of course, Caesar has been really playing well for the Cubs, hitting 370-ish right now. So Cubs didn't have injuries last year. And they've already had a couple this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're overcoming them so far. And
Cubs in a big way.
Cubs and the Pirates with Mr. Arrieta going tonight in Pittsburgh. I almost said it Three Rivers. At PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
And we are family.
Yeah. No Willie Stargell in the lineup tonight for the Pittsburgh Pirates. 319-366-1600. We've been asking for your texts. As far as the Big 12, as well as the topic of our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids behind the Taco John's, and that deals with NBA officiating.
Does the NBA need to make officials more accountable for mistakes made in the playoffs, yes or no?
What's the results? Can you refresh
it's
right now?
So right about 50-50.
Okay. All right. Again, my thing is, why did the rules change toward the end? And I know one of our callers and texters earlier had a good point. Some guys get the benefit of a doubt a little bit more than some other people.
Well, it's
do.
Like veteran pitchers.
Absolutely.
And veteran hitters.
That's your baseball version of
right,
that.
Right.
Tom Glavine got 3 inches, maybe five. If Eric Gregg was umpiring, perhaps 6 or 7 to go out there, but that happens. That happens. But you earn those stripes, right? Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
If you're a veteran pitcher who's won some awards, you might get a little bit of a call every once in a while. A couple inches off the black on the inside part. It happens sometimes.
It does. Stay tuned for the Afternoon Players Club with Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Again, their guests. Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register covers the AAA Cubs, among other teams over in Des Moines. 4:35 scheduled for Tommy Birch, and then Jesse Rogers of ESPN on the Cubs at 5:05 on the APC.
I don't think anything's going to happen tonight in Chicago or in Pittsburgh.
You made a good point with Arrieta on the mound.
Yeah, they're not going to sacrifice Arrieta's start just to prove a point.
I think Cal made a good point about hitters not getting out of the way. I'm not sure, maybe one of the hit batsmen was intentional, but...
Are we talking about Big 12 expansion in June? Are we talking about two new members of the Big 12? I say yes.
I think it's better than 50-50 right now. And we'll hear May 31st through June 3rd, the Big 12 officials meet, including the presidents. And those folks are the ones that ultimately make the decision.
And I think it's going to be BYU and Cincinnati.
Mm.
I think that's going to be your two teams that are going to be heading off to the Big 12 conference. And yeah, BYU, football situation, they're fine. They're an independent. Basketball, they're in the West Coast Conference, which is a very, very good mid-major conference, much like the Missouri Valley with St. Mary's in there, BYU, Gonzaga. But they can afford to leave the West Coast Conference to go to the Big 12. No doubt they can do that. So I think that's going to be your case, and Cincinnati would leave the AAC then and fit into the Big 12. We shall see, but more on that coming up toward the end of May when the Big 12 presidents and everyone get together. All right, tomorrow Dan Shonka will join us, and also tomorrow it'll be Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Stay tuned. APC coming up next right here on KGYM.
No one delivers modern American muscle like Victory Motorcycles. Available now. Powered by 104-horsepower V-twin, Octane is the most powerful Victory motorcycle ever built, and prices start at just $10,499. Or if you really want to make some noise, check out Victory's Magnum X1 Stealth Muscle Banger with an earth-shaking